Recording stopped.
No, they pulled something upstairs.
What's that?
Recording in progress.
No, I'm good.
The break. Yeah.
How are you?
Your thoughts on the game, like starting off so quickly, a goal at 3 minutes, and then, near the end, just letting one through, but they were pressing. So, what are your thoughts on the whole game?
On the whole game? Well, I think, look, we had a great start to the match. We're finding some great little pockets all over the park, and, we're driving forward, creating opportunities. And I felt, especially towards the end of the first and in the second half, we kind of lost our rhythm in the game. And we started making the simple things very difficult. And we've just got to be braver, especially the young boys in the middle of the park. I think they could have been a little bit braver getting on the ball like they did in the first half. So we lost our way a little bit. And then obviously towards the end there, we had a couple more chances. Seb almost nicked a winner there if he just connected right. But look, it was a game really of two halves. I mean, I thought the first half we were a lot better, but second half it wasn't good enough. And like I said, we weren't very brave in our performance.
Got Jim next in the room? Yeah, Jim, it's been on a stage, the performance of the team, but still there's no home win in the league.
Can you speak up a bit, please?
The performance of the team is on a stage, but they're still without a home win in the league after defeat to Forge, and then this also are now in a winning position to slip. You know, against Forge, you thought the whole healing or playing in front of the home fans played a toll on the players. What went wrong?
In which?
Today.
In today's game? Like I said, I don't think we were brave in that second half. We've got to get in the ball, and we've got to make things happen. I think we rushed things too much rather than just controlling the play and the tempo. We did get it out of certain areas, and we got up the pitch quick, but there's got to be a time where you've got to make them move now and keep the ball. And be patient. I think we rushed things at times in that second half. But this is all learning as well for the young guys in the middle of the park as well, and the boys out wide where they do want to go all the time, but sometimes we've just got to be calm and keep possession and look to break teams down the other way. But you can't fault them. They stuck in there the whole match. But yeah, obviously we're disappointed conceding in the 78th minute.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about before this game. There was the transfer news of Mathieu coming in from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Is it a case of a young boy in search of playing time, unlimited playing time, and a club in need of a centre back?
Well, look, we needed another defender. He was a young guy that we could get on the roster and who was available. Roger's been missing an awful lot of games now, and we had no defenders on the bench, so it was good to get the young kid. They speak highly of him in Vancouver. He's a big prospect for them, so it'd be good to. We're looking forward to working with him and eventually get him some minutes when the time is right.
Hi, coach. One more question in the room, please.
Hi, coach.
Hello.
Despite the bad news of conceding in the last minutes of the game,
yeah,
you still finished almost unbeaten. So, in the long run, how valuable do you think this point will be?
Yeah, listen, you never want to drop points. We drop points against Ottawa and we drop points again today. But yeah, you're right. You're undefeated. But I mean, for us, we want to win. We want to win games. And we've got to make sure that we hang on and kill teams off. And when we have that lead, we've got to continue to make it difficult for them and not just sit back.
Now we're going to go to the Zoom. One question each, please. We'll start with Marty. If you just wanted to get your general thoughts on your attacking unit tonight, considering, you know, only the one goal but all the chances created, what did you make of your attacking group?
Look, I thought they were okay. I think we still need to be a little bit more clinical in and around the box. There was some look. Abzi put some great balls into the box as well today. And you know, we tell the strikers, you got to gamble. You got to make those runs into the box. Expect those passes to come in. And they did. They were great balls, but we just didn't gamble in those areas to make sure that we get on the end of them. I thought at times, you know, we were good going forward. We had some decent movement. We got in behind, even on the goal. I thought it was a good goal, but the second half, I think it needed to be a little bit better, and I felt it was rushed at times.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Brandon, next.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Jimmy. Difficult point out there. I suppose everyone would categorize it, but just maybe a couple of words on that opening passage for that goal from Ozzy, the passes from Max and Isaiah.
Yeah, no, it was good play. You know, we won the ball in a good area, and obviously it was a good ball, a good long ball into to get Maxi going, and obviously, look, he's had a good shot. Keeper's made the save, but Ozzy's followed up, so it was good to see Ozzy getting the score sheet today.
And is that something that you guys have been focusing on training there, making sure that shots are followed in instead of just waiting for?
Of course. And look, that's a striker's instinct as well, is to always follow up. You know, since you're a young kid, they tell you every time follow in on the shots because you never know what's going to happen. And Ozzy did that today, so it was good to see.
Thanks, Jimmy, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Now, PBL Fever with the last one question.
Great, thanks. So one of the things that really impressed me was Max Ferrari, you know, particularly with that cut inside, that touch, that cut inside. I'm really nice. Now, you're obviously leading the league in the underage minutes, or the youth minutes, I should say, which I think is really fantastic. But how difficult is it to, you know, have that focus of really giving those youth the time to develop and winning right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a mindset that we've got to, you know, get into these players, is that, you know, you play this game because you've got to win. It's professional football. It's all about winning. And, you know, you can see they're buying into it. They're starting to understand it. And yeah, we've got to develop them in the right way to make sure that, you know, they buy into what we're doing. We're allowing them to go express themselves on the pitch, to showcase their talents. And I think we've done a good job with maintaining them and educating them as much as we can, but still giving them that freedom to go out there and enjoy their football. So, you know, I think with Maxi's been great. Same with Isaiah, Noah, Cedric, Lowell as well. I mean, we've got a lot of young guys, but, you know, you've got to give credit not only to the guys that are helping train them every day, but also to the senior players, Dom and Roger and Jordan, Nico, Nate. You know, they're constantly talking with the young boys as well and showing them what it means to be a professional footballer and how to handle yourself as a professional footballer. And because it is difficult, all the games that are coming up, the travel, you know, it is difficult, but you need that leadership group to help these young boys and help nurture them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody on the Zoom.
Jim, thanks for your time. Thanks,
guys. We're joined by Dominic Torn in a minute.
Hey guys. Yeah.
Because it's starting to get late, please, one question each of you guys. And speak up when you can so it's not on the Zoom.
Sir, can we move the microphone just a little bit closer to yourself?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Great. Just your thoughts overall on the game. Great fast start, but then sort of near the end there, it could have gone either way. And of course, they score at 78 minutes or so. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we started off well. I thought we had some quick breaks. We were using our advantages with the pace down the sides. We're controlling the ball. We're moving the ball around fairly quick. Obviously, a quick goal definitely helps. We got into a good rhythm. But then at moments, we're just kind of reactive and just they obviously played fairly well. They had some good possession, able to move the ball around fairly quick. So they kind of had us on our heels for a bit. And obviously, it was a tale of two halves. That second half, we were kind of sitting back a bit, defending quite a bit. We had our moments to go forward and close out the game. Unfortunately, we conceded one, but that kind of woke us up, knowing that we were still able to battle, and we had a very good chance right at the end to snag the 3 points. Unfortunately, we didn't put that away, and yeah, that kind of sums it up.
How tough has it been for you guys as a group to play 3 matches in 7 days? What's all of that constant gameplay cost you and tired you out as a group for today's game?
I mean, it's never easy playing 3 games in 7 days. It just you're tired, but these are every team's dealing with the same thing, so it's just kind of fighting through it. And that's where being a little bit sharper on the ball, being in a little more possessive, then you're kind of able to rest with the ball. Like you saw in that game, second half, Halifax had a little bit more of the ball, so that kind of put us on our heels, and that got us a bit tired because they had possession and we were on our heels defending all game. Like I guess that second half we're defending fairly hard, so that does get you tired. Obviously, towards the end of the game you get a little bit tired. But yeah, it's never easy playing that many games in a short period of time.
Yeah, Dom, did that win over Masters and Football Academy, and also the game coming up in the quarterfinals of the Canadian Championship, play so much in the heads of a few players that you guys went ahead and then couldn't deliver today with a victory?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's two different styles of games. Against Masters, we knew how big that game was because the winner of that goes on to play TFC at BMO. So for a lot of the local players here, growing up watching those guys, it was a big game for us to get on the front foot, and everyone was excited, so we had a lot of energy going into that game. And I think then moving into this, back into the CPL league, we slowed it down a bit. I think we're a bit reactive today just because the tempo of the game was a bit quicker, so I think we ended up getting a little bit tired. But yeah, every point matters. Now back in this league, we got to get into the top four, so I think we're just going to move forward and do our best against Forge coming up Saturday.
Take it to the Zoom now. Marty, kick us off.
Hey, Dom, I'll get you to be a bit positive here in this question, because this is, what, 4 or 5 games now unbeaten. What are some big positives that you can take out of the game considering this unbeaten run continues?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The boys have been battling game in, game out, so that is a positive note, like not being within 5. So we're just going to continue that run. We're going to fight every single game, and yeah, just look back at the positives and hopefully get back onto like a win streak.
And then just a quick thought for the players in front of you tonight. Was there anyone that really stuck out to you? I know Max had a good game. There were a couple players. What did you really make of how the team is going forward tonight?
Yeah, I mean, everyone put in a phenomenal shift today. Great goal I guess I'm not sure. I haven't really seen if Maxi was the one who actually put that away, if it crossed the line, but great run-up by Aussie to tap that away just to make sure. Honestly, I thought the boys in the middle of the park were controlling the game fairly well at times, so I think that was positive for us. And down the sides, I think we got to keep taking advantage of that, like our pace. Even Abzi going up, whipping in a couple great balls, Mikey getting onto the ball, and combining up front. So I think the boys have put in a great shift. And again, I'd say big shout out to Nico. He's made some phenomenal saves, keeping us in it. And it's just unfortunate we weren't able to keep that clean sheet for him. But I mean, like you said, unbeaten in 5. So we'll take the positives from that and move forward from there.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Brandon?
Hey, Nick. Thanks, Nick. Hey, Dom. Obviously, a bit of a tough result tonight, despite getting the point. But I did just also want to build off some of the previous questions and say, Is there a way to take a positive out of tonight and build into that game on Saturday?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, we're disappointed. We had the lead, but I think we just the last 15 we're also able to realize, you know what, there's no point in kind of sitting back. We have to just continue to go forward, and we have to start closing out the game. And we had our chances at the end, and it shows, like, we are lively. The subs came on. They're making a difference, getting into good areas. So, yeah, I think we just got to move forward. We still, even though they tied up, they had momentum. I think we're able to get that momentum back right away. We didn't just sit back. We tried to go forward, and we still had our chances. So I think we'll take the pauses from that in that sense.
Thanks, Tom, and good luck against Forge on Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Okay. And Brady with the final question.
Thanks, Nate. Hi, Tom. I was going to ask about Nico, but you touched on him there, so I'll just ask you a little bit about the table. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic because the only team you guys are chasing that you really get to see a whole lot of is Forge. And so I guess, you know, at least, you know, when you're drawing and you're squeaking out wins against these teams that are below you, you're kind of controlling what you can with regards to chasing a playoff spot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Every time we're able to get a point or a result off the teams below us, it's massive. We can't let them start catching us. So again, it's for us now. Next game is against Forge. Like you said, they're above us. We're going to go into that game prepared. We're going to do our best to get those 3 points because we got to make sure we're not getting too far behind the top four. We got to keep it nice and exciting for everyone as well. We got to keep that top four race pretty tight and just make sure we're not getting too far behind. So I think with the unbeaten run of five has been huge for us, and hopefully we're able to get some wins now moving forward.
Yeah, appreciate that, Tom, and best of luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys. See you later.
Recording stopped.
That's everything. You're done in this room. Thanks very much, Jeff.